This conference is being recorded.
This is Barbara, and I'm supposed to tell everybody that Shev is on her way, and the call is being recorded.
Voila.
Shev
is back. Barbara.
Hi.
And who's that that just joined us?
Hello? What?
Hello.
Yes.
Did you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, this is Darshan.
Hey, Darshan. Welcome.
Hi,
so, and welcome to both our live listeners and also the ones that are listening to this in another time and space with the miracles of modern technology. So I just want to welcome everyone to this Heart Start to Your Week call. My name is Deva, for those of you who don't know me. And I am the CEO of a company called Fiera. Fiera, everyone says, what is Fiera? Or they think it's the Fiera Club. Fiera, which starts with the letter F for fun, is a word that we invented because we wanted to have a language for defining how it feels when you are living in alignment with yourself, stress-free. When you have experiences of knowing without knowing how you know. Or as my adopted German grandmother likes to say, sei gesund, when you just feel great, full of vitality, full of energy. And in my observation here at Fiera, where we teach people that a proprietary, scientifically proven method to access that great feeling and all the health benefits and all of the performance benefits that it brings, I started to observe that we didn't have enough words to describe it, but we have plenty of words to describe the opposite of it. Stress being our favorite word for that in this culture these days. So in a way, you could say that Fiera is the opposite of stress. It's a great feeling when you are passionate and alive and exuberant and enthusiastic about what you're doing and energized and in the flow. And it turns out, Darshan?
I'm here.
Oh, it turns out that feeling has all kinds of health repercussions that we can actually measure. And so what I want you to do is just take a moment, and this may be long ago for some and not for others, just see if you can recall a time when either you felt that way, full of passion, full of enthusiasm, in the flow, full of energy, or maybe I live across the street and surrounded by schools, and so I'm watching kids playing in the field, the street from my home every day, and so on days when I've lost touch with my Sierra, is look out my window, and there are a bunch of kids full on in their Fiera finery, basketballs and all, and their dolls out there. It's like a big field of 300 kids. So even if you can't access it in your own memory when you felt that, take a moment and see if you can remember maybe when a grandchild of yours or a niece or a nephew or someone that you love, you kind of got a contact high from their exuberance and their enthusiasm. And you might notice even just putting your attention on that can give you a little spark of that feeling. It's a window onto what we are able to teach each other through teach our clients through the heart math tools that we teach. And it turns out that feeling of appreciation for life has positive impact on your health by lowering stress hormones and positive impact on your brain. You know, they say that Einstein used more of his brain than most people. Well, you can have a scientifically proven method to access more of your brain reliably anywhere on the spot by accessing this positive feeling and, of course, your performance. And so we give individuals and healthcare providers this roadmap that was created by researchers and a team at a place called HeartMath, so that they can access that great feeling in their physiology, in their body, and sustain it no matter what's going on around them. And so at FIRA, we serve all different types of people who are struggling with many different types of stressors or who have loved ones who are, including health challenges, pain, relationship problems, could be money issues, eating disorders. We work with a lot of people who are having career transitions, which is one of the things that I'm going to talk about in the call today, addictions, obesity, anxiety, and, of course, depression. In essence, we teach people the science behind how they can end their own anxiety, depression, and stress without taking medication. And so that includes, for us, people who want to maximize their performance without drugs. For example, a lot of Olympic athletes get referred to me because they want to be able to improve their game, and obviously they can't take drugs then by the Olympics like DHEA, which is a performance-enhancing hormone. And yet we can teach them how to boost their own, in a way becoming their own internal pharmacists, you could say, just by accessing this healing state that we're talking about. And so whatever brought you to the call tonight, and we will open up the call at the end for questions, I really welcome you, whatever your background is or what your goals are in hearing the call tonight. I'm happy to say that HeartMath's research and their tools and the FIERA trainings that we've been licensed to offer through HeartMath can offer really tangible benefits to you and the people that you care about. So tonight's call is about what to do in plateau moments. One of the things we work with our clients in at FIERA is what I call hidden stressors. We sort of have two categories of people that show up on our doorstep to learn what we've got. One category that looks at my business card and it says beat stress and a heartbeat on it right now because we've been playing with our tagline, not sure what it should say. That's, part of the process of running a business, which we're going to talk about today. What happens when your business gets stuck if you run a business? Or having a body can be like running a business, just making sure that it's getting enough input and has enough output. And that it stays in peak health. So we're going to look at what happens when you get stuck with your body if you're trying to get well and you reach a plateau where things aren't moving or weight loss. A lot of people that we work with for weight loss. So my card says beat stress in a heartbeat right now. So we're working on changing that. Maybe some of you on the call have some fun ideas for us. And some people look at that and they say, I need you, because they know they're stressed. And then there's a whole other group of people that are dealing with what I call hidden stressors, and that's elevated stress hormone, where their body is so habituated to a chronic stress response that they don't even know things like boredom, disappointment, or feeling just generally stuck in some area of their life is actually a form of stress. So stress isn't just, I don't have enough time to fit everything in that I have to do. Stress can be, wow, it's still like this. That's a form of stress. And so tonight we're going to talk about how you can overcome that type of stress and others by learning the science and physiology of feeling good, learn more about how that type of stress gets in the way of feeling good, and learn how to feel better more often and help others do the same with a scientifically proven method to do that. Now, that's a lot to cover in an hour, so we're going to give you an overview today and then some ways to get more if you want it. And you can always email me questions if they come up during the call as well to ask A like Apple, S like Sam, K like kangaroo, ask a question, at FIERA, F-Y-E-R-A.com. And will be happy to answer those questions either by returning the email, getting to them in this call, or in calls to come. And so I want to turn our attention for a moment to this idea of stuck, because these calls are meant to be like an oasis of positivity. That was our intention for creating the Heart Start calls, something for people that's just Fiera's gift back to the community, where you could have something in your week to look forward to, like a chance to recharge through just sitting back and listening to feel-good stories that capture the potential of the heart and inspire hope. And so I want to start with this idea of plateaus, because I've had plenty of them in my life, and introduce you to how having the power of your heart and tools to access it at your fingertips can help you overcome those stuck places and plateaus. So maybe you could just take a moment right now and either make a mental note, or if you have paper and pen with you, you could jot down, where are some places that you feel stuck in your life? What are some areas that you'd like to see more movement? Or a different direction? And even as you jot them down, you might start to notice patterns. Similar ways that things are stuck. And so for me, one of the places where I've been feeling stuck in my life is actually in building Fiera. We've been an official company for a year and a half, though I've been doing HeartMath training for almost 14 years. And so there's a lot of seeds that have been planted for this fruit tree to be blossoming at the stage that it is right now. And so I don't know if anyone else on the call can relate to feeling stuck in building your business or stuck in your career, like it's you're putting out more effort and it doesn't seem like there's a high yield and return. And so and just to say, there's a couple people on the call who might want to either push star 6, which will mute you, or push the mute button on your phone, because we're hearing some clanking of dishes and things, and it's nice for the others who are listening not to be distracted by that, and also for those who are hearing the recording. Thanks so much. And then remember, if you have questions later on, to press star 6 again so we can hear you, to unmute yourself. So I've always been a perfectionist, which has been one of my greatest sources of stress. You know, there's that old saying that we teach what we need to learn. And one of the reasons that I have been joyfully teaching HeartMath for 14 years is because I was the poster child in need of it. I was on antidepressants when I found HeartMath. I had high anxiety. I had post-traumatic stress and a ton of physical symptoms that went with all of that. And so in a way, it's easy for me to be a spokesperson for HeartMath because I have to continually use it. I'm not just one of those people that lives life stress-free, laid back. I've suffered a lot from anxiety and depression, yo-yoing back and forth. And the gift in that is that it has called me to master these tools and to master my heart. It means that I'm using the tools all the time. And so my clients ask me, you never get depressed anymore, you never get anxious, and I laugh and I say, well, it's really more about how much I spend in those places. And having tools allows me to maybe feel resigned or frustrated or stuck or depressed for 5 minutes instead of 5 months. And I know that I much prefer the former. So I was definitely starting to feel that about my company over the last weekend. I had workshops this weekend, and I had one person sign up. And it's very interesting because I was using the HeartMath tools myself about this to see why was that bothering me so much. I've always said if I could just make a difference in one person's life, that's all that matters to me. And this person that came this weekend had heart surgery a week ago. And so I knew I was making a big difference in his life. And I couldn't understand why I was feeling so lethargic and stuck because I only have one person in my class. And so this was last week. And so I was using the heart math tools myself to access something that we call heart intelligence. So the first tool that I used was Neutral. And Neutral is a tool that you learn in the beginner class that helps you just remove your judgments about the situation. In other words, remove your assumption that whatever's happening is bad. And Neutral is really important when you're feeling stuck, because feeling stuck carries with it this underlying assumption that what's happening is not what should be happening, that something else should be happening. And so the Neutral tool is very useful when you're feeling stuck. And so that was the first thing I did. And then there's some tools that we do to access literally the brain in the heart. There's a brain in the heart that has its own unique brand of intelligence. And so in using that tool, it really helps you access intuitive guidance. In running a business or in gaining better health, a lot of times we need intuition because we are, especially now, we're bombarded by so much information. And, I read recently that information used to double every 50 years. And now information is doubling every 5 months. So even if you come to, like, what diet do I eat to keep my body in optimal health? There's thousands of books and hundreds of online references that you could look at, all of which might tell you something subtly different. So how are you going to know what diet to choose? Well, having some sense of intuition about what's best for you is what you need. Similarly, in making business choices, okay, I have one person in my class, and here I am. I'm sitting here on something that I've seen save people's lives, and as a matter of fact, it saved my own life. I know that. So I know how important these tools are for improving people's quality of life and literally saving their lives. And so there's a certain urgency that I was feeling, like, how am I going to reach people that I know need and want this? And it's my responsibility to let them know that the power of the heart is here. So that urgency is a subtle form of stress that I was running in myself. And the urgency then leads to this kind of resignation and apathy, like it's not happening yet. And so in going to Neutral and then using the tools from the beginner workshop, see, this is it. I've been doing this for 14 years. And yet, it's the very tools from the first workshop that I used when I was feeling the stress this week. And out of nowhere, it's not out of nowhere, actually. It's out of the intelligence that the heart was carrying, which is this quality of intuition that so many people successful in business also talk about. I remember Donald Trump talking about, not that he would be a role model for maybe some of you on the call, but it was interesting to see that he credited his own intuition with his business decisions that were most successful. And so my heart said, well, why don't you hear what we want to do is invite a very dear friend of mine into the class as a birthday gift for her. It was absolutely clear. And it just seemed like a very unrelated thing, but I said, well, okay, I'd love to see her. I haven't seen her in a long time. So I picked up the phone and I called her I sent her an email. And so she attended the class, and it turned out on the second day she was the only person in my class. And again, I had to go to Neutral, right? And as I did that again, I used the beginner class tools, and my heart intelligence was very clear with me in the process that I walked myself through that this was a gift, this was not a bad thing, that I only had one person there. It didn't mean, and this is another tool that we work with, you know, as human beings, our mind is assigning meaning to things all the time, and the meaning we make out of things can sometimes be the very thing that's creating the situation as stressful. the situation itself may be a gift wrapped in strange gift wrapping. But it's hard for us to see that when we have a stress reaction to it, because we know that closes down centers in our brain that can perceive a bigger picture. So the HeartMath tools and the HeartMath system help us continue to access that feel-good state where more of our brain is online so we can see the bigger picture, whether we're feeling stuck in our bodies or stuck in our careers or stuck in relationship issues. Often when we're feeling stuck, it's because we're looking at life through tunnel vision, and tunnel vision gets triggered by the stress reaction. And so as I was accessing the bigger picture, my heart's response to the situation was, I'm here with one of my best friends in the world that I haven't had the luxury of spending time with in probably 3 or 4 years, whole Sunday together. So go ahead and do the workshop for her as a gift for her and make it fun and playful and see where it goes. And one of the tools that we were teaching in the intermediate day workshop, where she was the only participant, was a tool for planning and visioning from the heart. So as I taught that to her, I said, why don't we use this tool to plan our fun day together? Well, here's what unfolded and how sometimes life can wink at you in situations where it seems like you're stuck, if you're really able to hold neutrality and keep putting your heart into it. One of the things I love about the HeartMath system is that it is the science that explains how all these old metaphors and poetic sayings, like put your heart into it or home is where the heart is, HeartMath is the science that explains all that. So when you keep putting your heart into it, rather than putting grit grunt into it by forcing, but when you really have a way to keep putting your heart into it, which is different from forcing and different from giving up in resignation, but keeping your spirit of aliveness and engagement and enjoyment of the process, which is really key when you're feeling stuck, as opposed to being identified only with what you think the goal or the outcome is, but enjoying the process, well, that's when magic starts to unfold. And so that heart intelligence in me that had been inspired to invite my friend Mandy over as a birthday gift to participate in these workshops, and that also encouraged me to let go of measuring my impact, because that's what I realized I really cared about. It's not how many people I have in the classes. It's knowing that there's an incredible service potential that's here and wanting in my heart of hearts for the people that need it to have it. And so my heart kept pointing out to me that I can't measure my impact in the numbers of people, because impact happens in many, many ways. And so having my friends here this weekend was a perfect example of that. As they shared stories, that's one of the things we do in the beginner workshop, is we start out by looking at what are your peak moments in life. Because if you're going to reduce your stress, the fact of the matter is you're going to have more peak moments in life. So we may as well look at those and examine them the way that you do if you go to a friend's house and they cook up the very best carrot cake you've ever had. And so then what do? You ask for the recipe. Well, one of the things we do is we look at what's the recipe for peak moments. And so as we did that in the beginner workshop, these friends of mine started sharing their peak moments, and I realized how many of them I had been a part of or instigated. And it made me start to realize that impact happens when we're not even aware of it, just by us being authentic, real, and in our own joy. so that to make a difference in the world can be done and is done even in the simplicity of managing your own stress reactions to life and choosing joy instead. And so that started re-inspiring me about my own work, being that. And as the class unfolded, well, it just turns out that Mandy has done sales for some major speakers in the personal development industry. And so at a certain point as we were talking, she looked at me and she said, well, this program would be so easy to sell. Why don't I sell it for you? I know how to sell programs that don't have that much value. And this one's great. Let's get the word out. Then it's like a win-win for everyone. And so here, where I thought my business was in this total stuck place, it never even occurred to me that this dear friend that I had invited as a gift for her birthday would become the newest member of the Fiera team. And really, the team member that we need the most right now in order for our service mission to reach even more people. And so when it looks like you're stuck, and this is really the point of this story, because here I am, I've been doing this for 14 years, and I still feel stuck at times, but the difference is that I had a tool to get unstuck, and because it was directly using the tools of the heart in response to my stress of feeling resigned, feeling stuck, feeling like things weren't moving, that moved them in ways that I couldn't have foreseen intellectually, but that my intuition guided. And not only did that save me in terms of stress, it created what we're calling more Fiera in terms of the joy that Mandy and I were able to share and the adventure that we created together and the people that we'll be able to serve in alignment with our sense of purpose and value. Another one of my clients, and that's actually something that's valuable to say on this call, too, is that what I've found is as clients work with us here at Fiera over time and access that power of the heart, they get more on their purpose. It's not something that we've advertised overtly, but it's a natural course of events. Just like if you're going to manage your stress, what you end up with is more peak moments in life. Likewise, when you are able to master and manage your own stress, what you end up with is a sense of purpose. Whatever your unique values are, your unique skill sets that you can offer the world, your attention is freed to make a contribution when it's not busy trying to put out multiple internal fires and external stressors. And so what I notice as people go through the stages of our program from beginner class to advanced class is that by the time they've reached the advanced class, most of their focus is no longer on what do I do about my depression and my stomach aches and my migraines. It's how can I be of service? How can I help a world that's in crisis? And so one of those clients who's been working with us for working with me as a heart math coach for 3 years, reached that point, and what he found his purpose was, he's a scientist, we've talked about him in some of the previous calls, what he found his purpose was, or is to help end global warming by creating alternative ways of creating energy that don't involve burning fossil fuels or creating nuclear power. And so he's created an institute called the Beyond Fire Institute with his son to act as consultants for universities, businesses, cities in California to help California get off the grid, or at least large portions of it, and be doing sustainable energy that will feed back to the grid. It's remarkable what he's been able to do with the power of his heart and his tools in a very short time as far as creating this vision and acting on it with a sense of purpose and accomplishment, so much so that he was invited to speak at a city council meeting, I believe it was, that in which the mayor of Palo Alto and the lieutenant governor of California were going to be present about the work of his nonprofit, the Beyond Fire Institute, and he was really looking forward to that as a large movement forward in his goals, mission, vision, and aim. And when he arrived, shortly before he was due to speak, he was approached by the organizer of the event, who told him that, unfortunately, they had to take them off of the schedule. There we go. That's another time when we start to feel stuck, when it looks like there's going to be movement. This one grabbed me, too, because I was going to do a radio interview on Friday, and for a variety of reasons, it got canceled 5 minutes at the last minute. And I actually used my own clients. See, my clients become my teachers. That's just how it is with the heart, because it's really the heart that's the teacher. It's so, so exquisite. So what he did, I used his story, which I had heard that morning, to help me in this situation. He used the neutral tool that we teach in the beginner workshop. He went to neutral. He took on the willingness to not make it bad or good that he was taken off the agenda. He has a history of short-temperedness, we might say. I don't think he'd mind me sharing that on this call because, like me, the poster child for depression and anxiety, it's so powerful to see that with the power of the heart and the ability to access it, those Achilles heels that we all have, whether it's a tendency to depression, a tendency to anxiety, or a tendency to have a temper that flares, start to unwind into responding to life naturally from what we would call the heart. And so Carl's have been to get very angry that they'd been taken off the schedule at the last minute and indignant, which of course would have left an impression on the whole situation. Instead, he went to neutral and stayed in his Sierra, in his joyful feeling about being there and interacting with the people. And in doing that, it turned out that he met the lieutenant governor in the schmoozing time before the presentations were being given, so that as the mayor of Palo Alto started tugging the shirt sleeve of the lieutenant governor saying, we've got to get started, the lieutenant governor was saying, no, no, wait, I need to hear these people and what they're up to. And then the lieutenant governor ended up referring to them and pointing to them and speaking about their work when he was presenting. So it's another example of when we stay in the heart, when we stay flexible, which, again, the neutral tool helps, and some of the, all of the tools that we teach, even in just the beginner workshop, that's what Carl was using, that's what I was using in these last 4 or 5 days with what we, this the sort of plateaus that we've been going through. It helps you keep that bigger picture. It helps you stay in what's really important. It helps you respond to life in a way that allows things to not only move forward but magnetizes to you things that may be even better than what you thought you wanted for your progress. And so I've found that when I go to the heart when I feel stuck, it reminds me, the intelligence that's there reminds me that there is a gestation period for things. You don't want to dig up an oak tree the day after you plant it to see if the seed is sprouting yet. You want to let things have their time to percolate, have their time to gestate underground, and then the heart's intelligence knows that the process of the oak tree, whether it's just the sprout or whether it's giving picnickers tons of shade and squirrels, lots of acorns, whatever phase it's in its development, it's the development itself that's the joy, not only the results. I work with a lot of executives and also celebrities, and it's very interesting for me. It's another thing that my heart reminded me when I was using the heart math tools during my sense of resignation and plateau, is that some of the celebrities that I work with have sat down and talked to me, and they had their big success, and millionaires and they've got lots of money and they have lots of women interested in them and, you know, a lot of the trappings, we could say, of success. And when I sit down with them and talk to them about their peak moments, or there's one in particular that I'm thinking of, and when I sit down with him and talk to him about his peak moments, he never says, having all this money and spending it. He never says, being at this pinnacle that I'm at now. His peak moments that he describes for me are his process of getting there, the excitement, the uncertainty, the joy that he had in doing what seemed impossible, in getting stuck and committing anyway because something inside him knew that this was for him. And so it was the journey that was really the joy as he looks back on it now, more than the destination. And that doesn't mean you can't enjoy the destination. That's why he's working with me now. What it means is that your joy isn't dependent on whether you're in the journey or the destination. It means your joy is a choice. And the power to make that choice is a question. How do we do that? How do we actually choose? Many people are watching movies like The Secret that are saying, well, law of attraction and all you have to do is be happy or picture what you want and then you'll attract it to you. The how-to of that, how do you really change to a state of joy when what you're feeling is, I can't pay the bills, I feel sick to my stomach, I have a migraine, and my career just isn't where I want it. Well, the power to access that joy, at least one of them, not the only, but the one that has obviously worked for me is the power of the heart. And even being able to see in the feedback, biofeedback technologies that we work with, the shift in heart rhythms when you're able to make that emotional shift. And likewise, the shift in emotions when you're able to shift your heart rhythms is then incredibly empowering as to the how-to that that can happen. So when you feel stuck, when you feel like your life is at a plateau in any particular area of your life, you can remember that the power of the heart is there to give you a different perception that maybe you're not stuck at all. Maybe you're just an oak tree instead of a blade of grass, in which case your underground root building time is a bit longer. And that ability to be neutral, to maintain the bigger long-term picture and stay in the joy of the process rather than waiting for the outcome to bring you joy, puts the power back in you. And a lot of the tools that can make that practical in your life are tools that we can teach also in the beginner class, if that doesn't come naturally to you. I watch some people and I'm in awe, like my brother, for example, does this very naturally. It didn't come naturally to me. I needed someone to teach me how to tie my shoes step by step and how to teach me, ironically, to be happy step by step. In the beginner workshop, you learn that. You learn the science behind the physiology of stress and the physiology of feeling good. And that empowers you right there to be able to choose one instead of the other. You also get the biofeedback technology in the beginner class that shows you your heart rhythm in real time. And then we teach you how to go to neutral, how to neutralize stress on the spot, no matter what's going on around you, how to lower your stress hormone levels and increase what they're calling your fountain of youth hormone, DHEA, levels. That's what the Olympic athletes I teach are all interested in having more of because DHEA is a precursor to growth hormone. And so it makes you stronger and it reverses some of the biomarkers for aging. Then we also give you ways to transform stressful situations, like the situation I was in this weekend could have been perceived as stressful. So we give you ways to change how you look at things, which changes how you respond to things, and that, of course, is going to change the outcome of those situations. And, of course, we also give you ways to resolve communication and relationship challenges. Early on, when I looked at starting this training company and when I realized that the power of the heart was what I most wanted to offer people, I was doing a lot of research and talking to a lot of people about their needs because my desire was always to be of service. I wanted to leave a legacy of impact that would make this world a better place when I left it. It sounds very idealistic, but it was my deep heart's desire. And so I interviewed a lot of people from all different walks of life, asking them, you know, what's your life like? What do you need? What's working? What's not working? And just about every single person that I interviewed, from teens to elderly people in nursing homes to business people to celebrities, the top thing in their life that was their greatest concern, the thing that stressed them out the most and also brought them the greatest joy, was their relationships. And I see so many people come in feeling stuck in their relationships. And nothing changes in their relationship because they're here for a day. But by the time they leave, they don't feel stuck in their relationships anymore because they see them differently. And they realize how they can communicate differently to have more intimacy and more love in their lives, whatever the definitions of the relationships they're in. So we teach people how to do that as well and how to reset the baseline of your nervous system so that you don't so often or so reactively perceive situations as stressful. I don't know if those of you listening have experienced this, but I know part of what led me to this place of resignation and frustration and stagnation before I used my heart tools this weekend about having one person in my class was that there'd been a few other stressors prior to that that had grabbed me. One was a little health challenge that came up for me, and then the radio interview, and then this, and then that. And so what you find is if you don't address stressors as they arise, they start to do what we call stack, like a stack of books. You stack up stressors on your stress bookshelf inside. And what that does is it makes your nervous system more reactive, so that another thing comes along that normally might not bother you. This is like don't sweat the small stuff. The small stuff comes and it might not normally bother you, but because you're on edge or you're at a threshold, it really bothers you. And so we teach people, that's another form of hidden stress, and we teach people specifically how to reset the baseline of their nervous system so that they're not reacting to the little stuff anymore. You don't perceive that as stressful. What I want to do now, because I'm looking at the time and I'm like, wow, I talked for a long time. I wasn't expecting that, is I want to open up the call for any stories that you want to share that this has made you think of or any questions that you might have. And if you want to ask a question, hit *6. Make sure that you're not muted. One common question that I get is, can I use the biofeedback technology? Will it work for me? Or will these tools work for me if I've had a heart condition? And I work a lot with cardiac patients and also with cardiologists because these tools that we teach are so helpful for increasing the efficiency of the heart. And I'm thinking of this specifically today because one of the people attending my workshop, the one person attending my workshop besides Mandy for her birthday this weekend, was a man who just had open heart surgery and had 7 stents put in his heart. And I urged him to come because I don't know if those of you on the call are aware of this, but heart disease is the number one killer for men and women. And most people don't realize that it affects women as much and some cases more, to depending upon the heart condition, than men. And heart disease is pandemic because of the role, or at least partly because of the role, that stress plays in heart disease. The American Institute of Stress recently quoted that 97% of all doctors' visits, in their opinion, can be directly related to stress. So one of the things that we can do with the HeartMath tools and the M-Wave biofeedback technology is to optimize the efficiency of their heart. And optimizing the efficiency of their heart is good for the physical heart, obviously, especially after it's had a trauma. The only thing that we suggest is for people who are on pacemakers, then the biofeedback technology is not so useful for them because their heart is being paced not by their emotional responses to life, but by something external. They still benefit from learning the tools because they can access the emotional balance and sense of well-being, the hormone balance and nervous system synchronization that the tools bring, and also, of course, the intuitive intelligence that the heart holds. So that's just a question that I get very often that it occurred to me to answer. I don't know if anybody else has any questions or any stories that they want to share before we close up for tonight.
Hi, Sheva. This is Ryan, and I had a question about getting rid of excess weight and the connection of heart math and the heart with, you know, kind of the active steps that one, you know, the motivation that goes into making the right choices and action steps to overcome some of that. And
that's a great question. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ryan. And you know what? It's funny because you brought up the idea of what role does heart math play in the motivation. And it just makes my heart go right out to people who are struggling with weight because I work with so many. And they think the problem is their motivation or their discipline. And so they're constantly judging themselves because they think, I'm not motivated enough, or I'm not good enough, I'm not doing enough, and they're really hard on themselves. And I see people putting themselves through so much suffering over that, when in fact there can also be physiological things going on directly related to stress. And so the more they judge themselves, well, that's the stress reaction, isn't it? So the more stressed out they get and the more their hormones get out of balance and the harder it is to lose weight, so the less motivated they are, and then the more they judge themselves, and it's a really vicious downward spiral. And what we do here is we help people get on the what we call the virtuous upward spiral. One of the hormones that's involved in weight gain very often for people is cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and you may have heard it talked about on television ads because now there's medications, I think, that you can take to try to lower your cortisol to lose weight. And the reason that works is because cortisol is a stress hormone because it's designed to help keep you alive in an immediately life-threatening situation. So cortisol has many a cascade of many things that it does in the body. Among them, it raises, increases blood clotting. I believe it raises cholesterol levels. And I know that it increases belly fat and fat around the waist and hips and thighs. Now, we look at that and we go, why would I want my blood to get thick and to pack weight around my belly, waist, hips, and thighs? That's horrible. Let's get rid of the stuff, right? But in fact, one of the things I love about teaching heart math is, again and again, it points me to the fact that everything has intelligence behind it. Everything has a use and a purpose, including cortisol. Because if you're running from a saber-toothed tiger, well, you want your blood to clot. It's a very good idea. Because if he gets a bite out of your thigh, then... and you still get away, there's a good chance you won't bleed to death. So it's increasing your chance of survival. Brilliant. Good idea. Similarly, your body has no way of knowing if the stress is actually a famine or that you have to run so far away from the tiger that you might be away from a food source for a while. So packing weight on the thighs, the hips, and the belly is part of your body's natural survival mechanisms that help you survive a starvation stress. Now, Ryan, for you, if your stress is judging yourself for having put on weight and traveling a lot for your business, right?
Yeah, that was how it started. Now I think I learned about cortisol because then I think through the weight was diagnosed with sleep apnea. So now it's kind of like there's a sense of being out of control because all night long my body is producing cortisol. And so
right.
It feels like, well, I can't even control. I can't
it's
control
like
that very well.
Wild loop. So you're in that downward vicious spiral right now, right?
Yeah.
And so it starts by being in too many airports for too long and not knowing how to manage the stress of that, let's say, right? But, you know, the airline attendant that's offering you peanuts when you're trying to sleep is not a saber-toothed tiger, right? She's just a minor irritation, but your body doesn't know that. And so it squirts cortisol when you say, no, thank you, I don't want peanuts, duh. That's why I have the eye mask on because I'm trying to sleep. And so each time you squirt cortisol into your system like that, then you start to have the effects of cortisol even though you're not in an immediate life-threatening situation. And as you can see, that increased blood clotting or that increased weight is part of what leads to the link between stress and heart disease, blocked arteries, plaque in the arteries, that kind of thing. Obviously, I want to emphasize that I'm oversimplifying some concepts just to give you an idea of how this process works. We go into them in much more depth in the workshop, but even there, we're looking at empowering you to make a shift more than giving you a degree in biology and biochemistry. So there are ways to get more information about the science, and if anyone's interested in the research papers on all of this, you can send me a question asking for that at ask@fiera.com. And the research is very well presented on the heartmath.org site as well. So as the cortisol levels elevate, then you start to actually pack weight on, even if you're not eating as much. I don't know if you noticed that, Ryan, that it's not always related to how much you eat or how much you exercise.
Yeah, that's been my experience. And I've had success, but it's living very perfectly, or exceptionally at least, with making all the right decisions. But it seems like there's not enough time then to work, or there's not, you know. And so.
Well, right. Then that in itself becomes stressful,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Exactly.
What would
be an expectation, or can you give that kind of suggestion, like if you start to learn the techniques and you have 100 pounds to get rid of, like have you worked with people that have started to see some success over a few month period, or is it more just an entire life change, or do you have any?
Well, let's look at it like this first, in terms of cortisol and DHEA balance, right, or
yeah,
your cortisol levels, because we know the elevated cortisol levels are part of what's causing your insomnia. Because you don't want to fall asleep with a tiger next to you.
Yeah.
So high cortisol will also contribute to the insomnia, and then that contributes to more high cortisol, and then you're in this thing, right? So the first thing we work on with you is not losing weight, but lowering cortisol. And that's going to help your motivation, because you're going to start to see weight loss just from the lowered cortisol. At least that's what happened to me, and I'll tell you my story about that in a minute. So in one study done with subjects who practiced heart math for 4 weeks, they lowered their cortisol by 23% in that four-week period. And they increased their DHEA by 100%. And remember, each time you increase DHEA, you're lowering cortisol because they have the same mommy. They have the same precursor, okay? So we also give you tools to focus on elevating DHEA, which again is going to help, because then you're making more growth hormone, and growth hormone helps build muscle and bone mass. So then you're starting to make muscle and bone instead of fat, right? And so that's where I would focus you first, is on the goal of elevating DHEA and lowering cortisol. And we actually measure that at Fiera. We do pre and post tests. And for clients in our Heart Mastery program, which is a year-long program, and this is going to answer the second part of your question, how long will it take you to lose weight? We measure their DHEA and cortisol levels quarterly so that you can actually see it in black and white where you are when you start, and then you can see the changes start to happen. And we also offer supplements and that kind of thing to help feed that process so that as you've got the training wheels on your tricycle, learning how to ride the bicycle of managing your stress and emotions, you have some herbal and amino acid support to help find what it feels like to feel balanced inside. And as far as the weight loss, you know, I'd have to see you in person to do a real evaluation on you and see what are all the elements involved in your unique situation. I can tell you that I was a ballet dancer, and I was an anorexic ballet dancer because it was so important to me to be thin. And the irony is now I eat 7 meals a day, and my body is thinner than when I was anorexic because I was in such high stress out of my perfectionism and vanity that I, even though I would go for days and occasionally even weeks at a time without eating, my body was packing on weight from the constant famine I was putting it through and the performance anxiety. And so within several weeks of learning heart math, I went to the slimmest that I've ever been just by balancing my hormones, not eating less. Now, I've always exercised, so it's just an example of how getting in there and getting the hormone balance, it's interactive, obviously, because as you said, when you do what you consider to be perfect, it helps changes. And so that's the other thing that we've put in place is a sort of year-long program called the Heart Mastery Program, because then the next piece of it is really up to you. The heart math system is not like taking a pill. It's tools that you have to use yourself. You have to apply them. And so the motivation to do that, it's a self-inspiring upward spiral, because the more you do it, the better you feel, the more changes you see, and that inspires you to do it more.
Right.
And so everybody's different in terms of what they need to inspire them to get, you know, to crank up the motor to get it going in the beginning. And some people want more support. And so in the Heart Mastery Program, there's a call that you could participate in every day to help keep you on track if you wanted to.
Is that all the various programs and classes, are they outlined on your website? Or?
They are outlined on the website if you go to the calendar. And also if you go to the Join Us page, it talks about the Heart Mastery Program. So it starts with a beginner class, which you could take as a telephone class. There's one starting this coming Tuesday, the 17th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. And you can also do that material in private coaching sessions. And if anybody's interested either in signing up for the 17th, because there are some slots left in that, or in doing the private coaching, that's at 3, you can call me at 310-581-1507. I suggest calling me rather than emailing me because the 17th is tomorrow and I may not get to your email in time to get you registered. And then there's also intermediate, advanced, and practical classes that give you a chance to practice what you've learned. And for Heart Mastery members, there's other calls that they can participate in as well that help them get the tools in motion in their lives, because that's really what makes or break. Do you lose weight? Do you have the motivation to keep going? It's really putting the tools in action, where the rubber meets the road. And there's support services available to you for that too. So obviously, you know, I always tell my clients, my crystal ball's in the shop. So I can't tell you how long it will take you to lose weight because they haven't been able to find the replacement part for years on my crystal ball. But I can tell you that we can, as long as you're applying the tools, we can pretty well predict a significant drop in cortisol, which we know is going to directly influence your hormone balance and your weight.
Okay, thanks for spending the time answering my question. I appreciate it.
It's a great question, and I think it's so valuable. So many people are struggling with that issue, and as I said, I have a lot of compassion for it, because the more you judge yourself for it, the more stress you're putting yourself in and the worse it gets. And so the HeartMath system has been an incredible godsend to people in that loop, because it interrupts it right at the cause. Anybody else have any questions or stories they want to share before we close up the call tonight? Let's just take a moment to go back to whatever you wrote down on your piece of paper as the area in life where you feel stuck. And if you were to re-examine that from a bigger picture, how could being stuck actually be an opportunity? Like it was for me this weekend. How could being stuck be the gestation period of something bigger than you thought it was? Something bigger than you, something more important, something to do with what you have to contribute to a bigger picture in our world. Or what action could you take right now in your life that would unstick you? For me, it was inviting my dear friend to my workshop as a birthday gift. What action could you take that would unstick you? If that action is to ask me more about Fiera, you can send an email to ask@fiera.com. You can also send emails directly to me, Sheva, S-H-E-V-A, that's S like Sam, H-E-V like Victor, A, @Sierra.com. Or you can call us here at 310-581-1507. And again, there are still spaces left, a couple of spaces left in the beginner telephone class starting tomorrow night. And I just thank you all so much for joining this call. And I wish you the very best week in the power of the heart. Good night, everyone.
Yes, Jeff, thank you for these calls.
Thank you, Darshan. It's such a joy to hear you every Monday.
Thank you again. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brian, too.
Yeah, great question. Good night, everyone.
Sheva, that was a really great call. I'm surprised. This is Barbara, and I just never had the opportunity to listen in on a call, so thank you.
Thank you for joining me, Barbara. It made my night to hear your voice chime in early on.
The dream you had about me.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.